Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome for the first episode, ladies and gentlemen, of the WWE Talk Radio Show. This is the one and only Crucifix, and I'm kind of a little happy today because it's been a year since I hosted a show with my son, the one and only two-time ABW wrestling champion, Young Crucifix. Hey, boy.
What's up?
Now, I'm sure my son watched Raw last night because he used to get on my nerves when he was younger, watching all the wrestling shows and everything. Got to watch this, got to watch that and everything. What was your biggest problem of the show last night?
Basically when the Authority actually tried to persuade Randy of staying with them or he will have personal consequences, basically.
But see, that's the thing. You're a Randy Orton fan, see, and I'm all for the Authority. I'm all for the Authority. Everybody knows I'm for stuff like that until you mess with one person. You mess with the Undertaker, then we got a problem and everything. But anyway, I have a strange feeling. Just shut up. I have a strange feeling that Randy, as the Viper that he is going to sneak up, and he's going to do something. He's going to get back. You know, he's going to get back at Seth Rollins. You best believe that.
Yes, because in November, Seth curb stomped Randy on steel stairs, so you already know he's actually thinking about doing something to him.
Well, you got to think about it like this. If you saw the show last night, everyone, last night, Randy was getting ready to come back with that punt, and I haven't seen that punt in years. He was thinking it. But see, a good snake never strikes right then and there. I mean, look at Young Crucifix. He should know himself. As many times as he done betrayed me, his dad, his trainer, He's gotten seconds, and that's why he's had the world title twice because he's done it to me. Now, he takes after Randy Orton and everything. So, I don't know, son, maybe you should tell them a little bit about sneak attacks.
I'm trying my best not to laugh, but, well, okay, so, basically, it's not basically a sneak attack if you know it's coming.
See, when we were in the ring, those sneak attacks that you did to me, I didn't know they was coming. Look at how many groups we had when we were Leviathan, we were the Horn Dynasty, we were Black Ops and things like that. And each and every one of those, you betrayed me. So, on your point of view, when do you think is a good time for Randy Orton to sneak attack and get back at Seth Rollins?
Well, he could have had him at Fastlane, but it didn't go his way. And
Seth Rollins ran like a little bitch.
Same like you sometimes, but I'm just saying.
Pause, pump your brakes, son. I remember a certain person running as soon as their dad returned back to the ring. I remember a certain person, when their dad ran to the ring, he got ghosts. I'm not going to say any names, but I think his name was Young Crucifix. Yeah, it sounds familiar, doesn't it, son?
I remember when I returned and, ran out of your pocket and your pocket was closed. I think I remember that quite well.
Well, you may have done that, but in an I Quit match, we heard somebody, I quit. Let me go, Dad. Let me go.
That wasn't me. That was my stunt double.
Now you think you're the Miz now, right?
No, I'm better than the Miz. He's a B-list. I'm the A-list.
You know what? I hope he's not listening to this. So anyway, Raw started out great yesterday with the Authority and Randy Orton. And now we're 33 days away to WrestleMania. And, I mean, you had some great matches that went on. My best thing, and I'm going to have to say these are my rookies of the week for this show, and that's the Ascension. The Ascension. This is going to be one of the greatest tag teams that's ever lived. I mean, the Ascension are going to be tag team champions. You best believe that.
Well,
anything you got to say on that, son?
Well, technically, they are A-okay, but they just got beat by Titus O'Neil and Darren Young.
You know what? That match, it's okay. I mean, they lost their but they got
their first.
I'm not gonna go there. The Ascension is the better tag team than the Primetime Players. I mean, who the hell told Vince McMahon and them to bring them back anyway? I mean, you got gay ass Darren Young, and then you got Titus O'Neil, who still can't wrestle. The Ascension had a bad role for a minute, but they finished it off at the end of the match. You got to think about think about what I've taught you. It's not about wins and losses most of the time. Sometimes it's about how you conduct yourself in the ring. I mean, think about it like this. The Ascension reminds me kind of like my old glory days, and you better not say one word, boy. I can feel it trying to roll off your tongue. But my old glory days, the Ascension kind of reminds me of you and your
bones. My bones cracked.
Is this supposed to be funny?
You need your wheelchair now? Roll your chair gently down the street.
Is that supposed to be funny? Is that supposed to be funny? You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. When we go back to the ring, when we go back into AEW, what I'm going to do with you is I'm going to tell my daughter to become, when I train her and she becomes a diva, I mean, well, we don't call our wrestlers, our female wrestlers, we call them peaches. When she becomes a peach, I'm going to put her in the ring with your ass.
But guess what, though? Ring dust.
Ooh, kill him.
Well, you're not all that. Anyway, here's another thing
I'm
that
all that
I
in
have.
The back of the
shut your ass up. Anyway, here's another problem that I had last night with Paul Heyman.
Now, oh, my God, that walrus.
Now, he gets on my nerves. Now, I understand the part where Daniel Bryan confronts Roman Reigns, and I even like the part when Daniel Bryan told Roman Reigns, you better kick Brock Lesnar's ass. But my biggest problem is that daggone duck, that penguin, Paul Heyman, talking about something.
Wait, that's a penguin
or
a walrus?
I don't know what he is, a wolf seal, or what's that big seal off?
Man, that's a rare species, man. We're just going to call it a rare species.
Okay, rare species. I'll go with that, rare species. But anyway, the thing about it is Paul Heyman sat up there and said he'll put his money on Roman Reigns. If it was Hulk Hogan and Andre versus Roman Reigns, he'll put his money on Roman Reigns. If it was Roman Reigns versus Steve Austin, he'll put his money on Roman Reigns. If it's versus The Rock, versus Triple H, versus John Cena, versus Daniel Bryan, he'll put his money on Roman Reigns. But he said, and I quote, he's the right guy in the right place at the wrong time because he's not fighting a man, he's fighting a beast. I'm so sick of this beast and this conqueror bullshit. Because let me tell you something like this. If The Undertaker did not have cancer, okay, if The Undertaker did not have medical issues, Brock Lesnar would not have beat The Undertaker. I can't have that happening. I can't see that happening. Now you tell me, son.
Yeah, true.
The one thing I just cannot see, I cannot see Brock Lesnar like Paul Heyman says it. I mean, I can't see Brock Lesnar beating Roman Reigns. I mean, you know, I've seen some punches in the wrestling world. I mean, even my son, Young Crucifix, he had that YK punch is a hell of a punch. But I've never seen a punch such as Roman Reigns' Superman punch. I mean, there's no other. Even the Big Show got knocked out by that Superman punch. My thing is this. What do you think about the fact that if Roman Reigns does win at WrestleMania, do you think Seth Rollins is going to cash in that Money in the Bank right then and there? Or he's going to actually wait another month? Because I think after WrestleMania, he has another month to cash in that Money in the Bank.
He has until the next Money in the Bank, before the next Money in the Bank pay-per-view to cash it in. If not, he will be just like Mason. Basically some other superstars that haven't cashed in. He will basically try to wait, or basically wait until the Authority attacks Roman to, you know, cash in. He may cash in at WrestleMania.
You think he is?
I have a slight chance that he is, because he is a weasel. He did kind of sell out the Shield. So.
Hey. Much respect to Bobby the Brain Heenan on the weasel part. We gotta find another name for him. Nobody can be a weasel like Bobby the Brain Heenan. I'm gonna have to go with you. Let you know on that, son. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be back in a few minutes and everything. We're gonna take a quick music break and we're gonna talk more about I'm gonna give the question of the week. Okay, and we're gonna talk more about the return of Randy Orton at Fastlane, and I want to also talk about the name Fastlane. I think that's some bullshit, but or either that or Vince McMahon is running out of names or something like that. I don't know, but we'll be right back after this music break. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only owner of Asylum Backyard Wrestling, Keith Crucifix Warren, the Bounty Hunter, along with my son and two-time ABW World Heavyweight Champion, the Prodigy, Young Crucifix. Now, YK, let me ask you this. What did you think about the name for that pay-per-view, Fastlane?
To be honest, I don't think it was Vince's fault. To be honest, I don't think it's his fault.
I blame everything on Vince. Come on, hold on. Before you say why, look at the times where I came up with, when Tayshaun Bryant came up with names for our super shows, and who did everybody point to? Me, the owner. So yes, it's Vince's fault. But you tell me why.
I say it isn't his fault. All right, Daffy Duck, keep playing. But I say it's not his fault because, you know, Stephanie and Triple H is that actually making things, you know, how it is. Like they're trying to make, they're saying what's best for business.
Come on, man, now. Hold on. Don't go with that best for business shit, okay? It's what's best for their bank accounts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Keep it 100 now. It's not best for business. It's best for their bank accounts. Fastlane started off as a John Cena DVD back in 2001, okay? Then there's a cell phone game called Fastlane by John Cena, which is some bullshit. Now, Fastlane comes out of the pay-per-view. What are they trying to do? Make this the next Rock Bottom? Remember that? You remember Rock Bottom?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Are they trying to make this another Rock incident? Are they trying to turn John Cena into another Rock? Another Dwayne? Peace ups to my cousin. But anyway, you know, are they trying to make this another Rock thing? Another Dwayne Johnson thing? I don't know. It seems like they're trying to go back to the Attitude Era, but they're going back in a different way. Now,
it's moving kind of to the point where it's not the way they want it to be.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this also. I watch the WWE Network a lot, and you can also download the WWE Network for
$9.99.
And it's free this February, guys. But I watched the Stone Cold podcast, Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast, which I really love. Big ups to Steve, my man. I've known for a long time. But Triple H was on there. And Triple H said something that made a lot of sense. They don't call this the Attitude Era anymore. This is called the Reality Era. Because what it is now, you have to think a lot about the fans, which Triple H does do. And a lot of things, in a perspective as me being a wrestling owner, you have to go by what the fans want. You see what I'm saying? But in a way, Vince McMahon knows how to make the fans hate this person and like this person. He knows just what to do with that. Just like how we did with you, YK, and when you and your rivalries with the Savior and everything. You see what I'm saying? So he calls this the reality area. I'm gonna tell him you said that too. I'm gonna tell him you said. You know, and you know, starting next year, you have a match with him for the All American Championship. So don't go there. All right. So my question of the week. You know what? Something's wrong with you, boy. Something's wrong with you. Something's seriously wrong with you. My question of the week. Do you fans think Daniel Bryan should have a chance to get a title shot before WrestleMania? Should he get a shot with Brock Lesnar? Press one, and I'll cue you in and everything. Do you think Daniel Bryan should deserve a title shot before WrestleMania? Me, personally, I really don't care too much for Daniel Bryan, but under the circumstances of how everything happened, I think he should, even though I don't think he's going to beat Brock Lesnar, but I think he should have a title shot before then. We have some people in the chat room right now, and a lot of people are saying yes, yes, yes. So we got a lot of Daniel Bryan fans in the chat room and everything that are saying yes. There are a couple people that are saying no, and I want to know why also and everything. If you say yes or no, Son, what do you think?
I just want to hear it because, to be honest, he should, but then again, I don't think he's still 100% off his neck surgery.
Think about it like this. Think about it like this, son. Look at how when you lost the All-American Championship because of your injury. Remember the shoulder injury? You lost. You had relinquished the title, and you came back, and Razor Blade was the champion and everything. And a lot of the ABW fans felt as though that you deserved a title shot because of you know, didn't lose your title. You just had to relinquish it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
look how the fans fought for you.
Yeah, that was from the knee injury that I had required in the ladder match.
Y'all see, anybody that's on here that's an ABW fan as well, y'all have got to realize one thing about the crucifixes. We both had knee surgeries from ladder matches, like father, like son, huh?
I am. I had to relinquish my title because of my knee injury and things like that. But I think he should get another a rematch, but his neck. Who says his neck is actually 100%? Like,
well,
he's wrestling.
Think about it
like
this.
Wrestling.
Some of the greatest wrestlers have came back from neck surgeries and neck injuries and won the title. Edge, Chris Benoit. Well, Chris Benoit ain't got no neck, but, Edge, Chris Benoit. Those are two wrestlers that came back from there. Stone Cold Steve Austin came back from neck surgery and won the world championship. So you never know, but then again, he's going against Brock Lesnar and everything, and I don't see Daniel Bryan beating Brock Lesnar. I do want to say one thing on this show. Bray Wyatt has lost his damn mind. First of all, how you going to have me thinking that my man The Undertaker's back and you pop out of the damn casket want to sit over there and challenge The Undertaker to WrestleMania? Now, this man has a lot to prove. A lot to prove after what happened last year at WrestleMania 30. Now, you're going back to challenge the man and try to make it 21-2. YK.
Yeah.
What you got to say?
Oh, man. He's called himself the Planet Devourer. God, let me tell you about this turkey-eating, chicken-biting, biscuit-eating somebody. Okay. Bray Wyatt. Cotton-picking person. Bray Wyatt. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Sister Abigail is a deadly finishing maneuver. Thing is, coming out thinking that you're something like The Undertaker, that's kind of disrespectful, to be honest. Me, I'm more of a Randy Orton type person. But Undertaker is like Sting, basically. He's like, if I was in the ring with Undertaker, like, it wouldn't even take that long for him to whoop me. Like, I'm just like, Bray Wyatt.
Boy, shut up. You're just rambling off. Because let me tell you something. You've been in the ring with something like The Undertaker, and every time you get in the ring with me, your ass punk out. So don't go there.
Technically, I get out this stretch just to make sure I'm good and that you're good.
And how many times have you ran outside the ring when you went against me?
Like 4 or 5 times. You know, I had to stretch. I had to stretch some bones. Creaky.
Really. See, you make no sense. But that is one match. That is one match I am waiting for at WrestleMania. Sting versus Triple H. And I think that I really believe that there's going to be a stipulation to that match. I mean, as it go on, we're 33 days away. You know, we're 33 days away from this. And I'm just telling you, this match, Sting, Triple H, it goes back to the WCW days when DX was in front of the WCW building. Then WWE buys WCW. And who happens to be in charge? Triple H. So Sting has a lot to prove and everything, you know. Although I would love to see Sting versus The Undertaker, but
we all
Triple H has lost his mind. Triple H has lost his mind. Just simple as that.
But okay, my thing is Triple H challenged Sting to a match at Fastlane. And then Sting accepts. And then he challenged him to
No. See, here's the thing though. He didn't challenge Sting to Fastlane. He told Sting he wanted to see him face to face, and if they had to get down to the nitty gritty, it was going to happen. But now Sting wants to challenge him at WrestleMania, which thing is this? Triple H has never wrestled anybody like Sting. Ric Flair told him to leave Sting alone, but he didn't want to listen.
Right.
So, my prediction, Sting all the way. What about yours,
I say Sting because the fact that Triple H hasn't been in the ring since for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been about last year.
Basically.
And it seems like Sting roughly maybe 3-4 months been out of the ring. But he's been wrestling more than Triple H had because he was over in TNA wrestling fake wannabe wrestlers. But who's counting? But anyway, the thing about this is people should realize one thing. This is serious. I mean, this is definitely serious. This match is... I don't even know what to say about this match. But Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. I'm going to have to go with Roman Reigns on this. What about you, son?
Brock Lesnar versus, basically Roman Reigns. But technically, I'm going to actually, okay. So, that. Remember when I told you that I'm actually in a room with two huge Roman Reigns fans, right?
Okay.
Okay. So they both say Roman Reigns. And they're actually saying that he can pull it off and beat Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you got to say?
Basically, I just say... It's not going to take Roman Reigns that much to beat Brock Lesnar, to be honest. It's going to take him at least 2-3 spears, Superman punch.
I don't know. It might take a little bit more than that. It might be a little bit more than that, so you never know, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have to go with my... I'm going to have to go with my my family. I'm going to have to go with my family. Definitely got to go with my family. I got to go with Roman. One thing a Samoan knows how to do is survive.
And they
got to analyze it. Analyze with strategy, though.
Think so?
I said analyze with strategy.
You think that all he has to do is analyze strategy? You think really think Roman Reigns has to analyze strategy?
No, not too, well, no, because to an extent, probably, because, you know, Brock is, you know, former UFC.
What the hell that got to do with it? Brock Lesnar sat up there and was UFC champion for, what, a year, 2 years maybe, and a little guy knocked his punk ass out in 1 minute and 20-something seconds.
Well, see, that's off.
The man couldn't make it in UFC. He couldn't make it in UFC. He couldn't make it in as a Minnesota Viking. I mean, well, I don't know what to say. I mean, he's Roman Reigns. He's not ready for Roman Reigns. He's not ready. That's all I got to say.
Well, they're both former NFL players.
Hold up. Brock Lesnar, let me reiterate this. Brock Lesnar did not play in the NFL. He tried out and could not cut.
Tried.
Hold on. We
got
a caller coming in. KWDC Radio, you're live on the air. Yeah, hello, 614, you're on the air.
Yes, hey, how you doing?
Alrighty.
Okay, first of all, I just wanted to comment about what you just said. Honestly, I don't think he's ready for him either. But this should be a very interesting match with Norman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. They had never crossed paths before, but this would be a very interesting match. And I think Norman Reigns is going to win.
You hear that, son? Her money is on Roman. Believe that.
Okay, so I know it's one be all. Believe that, saying Roman Reigns, because they haven't met yet. But Brock Lesnar will try to stop, he will not stop at all to keep that championship.
Well, I mean, any champion would fight for their title, of course. You know, any champion would fight for the title. That's a dead end right there. But there are some things that Roman Reigns can do Brock just can't.
Right.
So, and then again, he got that weasel by him.
Man, that's E.T., man. I'm trying to tell you. That's a big old beach ball.
Really? Really? A beach ball? A beach whale?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. A beach ball, though. A beach ball? Y'all going to have to excuse my son right quick. There's something. There's seriously something wrong with him. Now, I'm going to go back into another music break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to give y'all my thoughts on the WWE Superstar of the Week, and we're going to see what my son thinks as well, and I'm also going to give talk about more about the WWE Network exclusive of the Stone Cold podcast. So, you know, I'm going to say this again, y'all. Sometimes y'all got to pay my son no mind because there's something that's seriously wrong with that boy. Okay.
Got wingnuts in my head. They tweeting to me.
Shut up. There is something serious wrong with you, boy.
What? It wasn't me. Little Jimmy
stop. Oh, so now you're going to blame it on little Jimmy. You know what? I'm gonna dedicate this song to my girl. Something that my son doesn't do. But I'm gonna dedicate this song to my girl, and we'll be right back. Shut up. I don't care what my son says right now, I'm gonna dedicate another song to my girl, something that he doesn't do. So we'll be back.
Go ahead, Cupcake.
Hold up.
I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces. Oh, hell, I even fucked with different races. A white dude, his name was John. He had a Queen Bee Rules tattoo on his arm. He asked me if I'd be his date for the prom, and he'd buy me a horse, a portion of farm. Damn a nigga. From down south, he used to like me to spank him and come in his mouth.
Let me stop being so nasty.
I'm telling my mom.
You telling her, I don't give a damn. You telling my mother, boy, goddamn. My mother know what I am. She's a Scorpio just like me. Shut your ass up. I'm telling grandma.
Your daughter's
I'm telling grandma, you's a bitch. Anyway, Andy, yeah, I said you bitch. Yeah, that. I said it. Huh?
Hi.
Hi. Who that?
I-D-G-Y.
Shut your ass up. Y'all hear my son, my daughter, and my granddaughter in the background? It's a lovely family affair, isn't it? It's just lovely, lovely. Anyway. Shut up, girl. Anyway, my superstar of the week. Now, this week I have to go with Roman Reigns. I have to believe that and go with Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, he, if you notice, last year in the Royal Rumble, he was in the top two, the last two, final two. This time he actually is the Royal Rumble winner and everything. And I mean, the man deserves what he got. Son, your superstar of the week.
Ooh. Dang, my superstar of the week. I got a lot of superstars of the week.
Just pick one.
Randy Orton.
Oh, Lord. Why Randy Orton this week? He just came back. Why Randy Orton? Because you like him?
No.
So why Randy Orton?
Hey, I had a choice of Randy Orton or B, John Cena. Which one do you want?
Neither.
Because I could be like Tay John and just pick John Cena.
Roman Reigns. Well, you better jump on the Believe That bandwagon, man. What is wrong with you?
I'm already on the bandwagon. I'm the bandwagon. What are you talking about?
Do you even realize what the hell you just said? Okay, what is your OMG moment of the week?
Ooh. Randy Orton, RKO, J&J Security.
What, on Fastlane? I'll put my OMG moment of the week has to be Stephanie pleading Randy Orton to come back with the Authority. That was just like... OMG, no, she's not doing this. Like, really, is she really crying to get Randy Orton back? My moment of the week has to go with Randy Orton, RKO, and Fastlane. That's my moment of the week. What's your moment of the week?
Oh. My moment of the week? That McDonald's I had yesterday. Ooh, kill him. Say no.
Oh, shut up. Fucking retard, I swear.
My moment of the week, man, is Golden Stardust.
I was getting ready to talk about that. Stardust reminds me of a cat. All that damn hissing and stuff and everything. Now, putting red contacts in his eyes and everything, he looks like something off a Holiday Heart. He's like he's getting ready to go to be one of those drag in person, them drag shows and stuff, you know. I don't know.
Stardust remind me of RuPaul's Drag Race and one of them 50 Cent hoes down there.
Yeah, he exactly needs to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. I swear. I'm starting to think that them Rhodes brothers are gay.
I do too.
I'm really starting to think that. I'm not gonna say butt buddies now. I'm not gonna say butt buddies. I'm not gonna be that disrespectful. Yes,
Ben.
I am. Yes, I am. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. Yes, I am.
Ben.
They're butt buddies. Yeah.
I believe that they run around and go to desk together and watch Brokeback Mountain.
Damn, she. You know, I couldn't watch that movie all the way through. I just couldn't. I could not watch that movie all the way through. I just couldn't. I really couldn't. That has got to be the ugh. Anyway, make sure you guys check out the WWE Network. This month is free on February, but it's $9.99. We should teach my grandbaby to say that.
$9.99.
Say $9.99.
Oh my gosh.
She's a little shy right now. She doesn't want to be on all broadcasting and stuff. But anyway, $9.99. There we go, baby.
$9.99.
She did it. I'm so proud of my baby.
So. And. Y'all see my grandbaby is $9.99. She's doing that. But anyway, make sure you watch the WWE Network, guys. You're missing some great exclusives and everything. We learned a lot about on a Stone Cold podcast about what was going on with the WWE. He had Triple H on there. He had Vince McMahon on there and everything. So people ask a lot of questions about what's going on with Sting and Brock Lesnar and everything. And Sting and Brock Lesnar, they're both going to be features on there. They're not going to be on there all the time, but they will be there. Brock Lesnar's contract is about to come up and everything. I hope they don't keep his ass, really, because he's getting on my last damn nerves. Brock Lesnar can't wrestle. I'm sorry, he can't wrestle.
It's best for business.
It's not best. It's best for their pockets, their bank accounts.
Little Jimmy, don't say that. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to get some tape for this guy, Miles.
It's best for the income taxes.
I swear, I gotta get my son some help. I really do.
Help.
It's best
really
for the income taxes.
Yeah, it's best for their pockets. Simple as that. But guys, starting next week, we're going to be doing the show every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock and everything, and then there will be a replay show Saturdays at 6 p.m. just in case you missed the show and everything. So make sure you guys tune in on Tuesdays live. Call 713-955-0505 and everything. Make sure you check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/ABW Legend. Young Crucifix is going to be my co-host for a while. I might have to get rid of his ass because that boy got issues.
And Princess.
And princess. So anyway, y'all, this is the one and only
Dad.
Bounty Hunter. What?
I'm going to be at Verizon Center March 3rd.
So will I, duh. Backstage.
Yeah. Okay. I will be back there as well. Yeah.
You think so? Anyway, this is the one and only Bounty Hunter Keith Crucifix One, along with my son, y'all, the protege Crucifix. Y'all, we are out. This has been the WWE Talk Radio Show. Make sure you tune in to SmackDown this Thursday on Sci-Fi, y'all. I'm out of here.
Peace.
You can find us wherever you are. Just look up. We're flying high with the sun. Tonight. Right.